Let's head to Waupun High School right now and the girls basketball team getting ready for the sectional semifinal against Kewaskum on Thursday night at Lomira. Bringing head coach Tim Alzma. Coach, just girls got the eye of the tiger as the head of the sectional?
Yeah, you know, I think there's some confidence brewing as we've kind of entered the postseason, the second season, so to speak. So, you know, as we went through the regular season, it had a lot of ups, but we ended with a couple of downs towards the end of the season, just playing some tough competition and just not closing out games. And, you know, we were able to learn from those experiences, and I think we're in a pretty good spot moving into the tournament time here.
You mentioned dropped a couple late, but overall the resume of that regular season, still pretty good from start to finish, though. You can't complain about 21-3 in a conference championship.
No, I mean, we knew kind of going into the season what was in front of us. I scheduled tough this year with knowing the team that I had, and I think, you know, the girls answered the bell every single time we played, and even in, like I said, a couple of those losses, that was against some pretty quality teams. So, you know, as you kind of go back to the drawing board and you can figure out a few things about yourself, and, you know, we certainly are proud of the success that we've had, and hopefully, you know, that you're not going to just sit and linger on the success, but we're moving forward to hopefully bigger and better things.
Coach, if somebody hasn't seen your squad play, can you kind of talk about your team top to bottom? I mean, it starts with maybe one of the better 1-2 combinations in all of high school girls basketball in Wisconsin, Abby Alzma and Kale Peterson. Talk about those two young ladies and then your roster in general, because you're pretty deep when it comes to girls competing and making impacts on your squad.
Yeah, you know, we're certainly, obviously, Abby and Kale, they get a lot of the publicity and that sort of thing, but it takes an entire team to be successful at a high level. And so, you know, I think, you know, when you look at our team and you kind of divvy us out and figure out who we are, it starts on the defensive end. And, you know, that's where Coach Wooker has done such a fantastic job of just getting our kids fundamentally sound, understanding the whole team concept and what we're trying to do and just make it difficult on the opponent. So when we talk about our team, our offense gets a lot of praise, but everything that we do starts on the defensive end. And if you look at our scores throughout the year, we've been able to handle our opponents very well on that side of things. And then on the offensive end, it's all about sharing the basketball and ball movement. We talk about playing with and playing for each other, and the kids are certainly bought into that. And, you know, Abby and Kale, they get the bulk of the shots, but they don't overshoot either, because they also realize that we have other kids on the court that can score the basketball as well. So, you know, Gracie's a nice little point guard for us. She's kind of like the floor general that gets us moving. And then you got Gabby Matamoros, who's a, you know, nice center that, you know, occupies space and can finish around the basket. And then, you know, Naomi and Lydia Alzma, they both are able to hit timely shots and stretch the floor a little bit. So, you know, it's difficult to just key on any two people when you play against us.
Coach, when you look at the sectional, you got Kewaskum getting the move to Lomira. You played them twice this year, got victories. Just what is the scouting report on Kewaskum in round three with that squad?
Well, anytime you play them, first of all, Russ, he's a really good coach. He understands the game really well, great X's and all those guys. And he knows how to defend. And so he's thrown some different things at us this year that he hasn't done in the past. And so we know that anytime we play Kewaskum, it's just going to be a grind. And they're playing with a lot of confidence as well. They've had a, you know, fantastic season. And, yeah, we got them twice in the regular season, which is great. But, you know, it comes down to this game. And hopefully we have a pretty good game plan moving forward against them. And we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Coach, I'm going to ask you, when you looked at the way computers did the seeding this year, when you looked at your bracket, were you satisfied with what you saw from the computers this year for the first time going through this?
Yeah, I think our end was fine. If you look from top to bottom, there were certainly some questionable ones that were elsewhere in the state in the girls' side of things, and I know the boys were also kind of feeling had some of those question marks as well. But you know, I think when it comes down to it, you just got to play the opponent that's put in front of you and do what you can to control what you can. And so you can complain what you want about computers or the matchups or anything like that, but ultimately you got to play the game. So we try not to focus a whole lot on that. But I guess, you know, from our standpoint, I was pretty pretty satisfied with the outcome of the rankings.
Coach, obviously you got a game Thursday night, but just in general, your thoughts on the other side of the bracket, Columbus and Edgewood, as far finishing off the Final Four here in your sectional?
Yeah, that wasn't expected, that's for sure. My daughter Abby played AU ball with Prairie du Chien's best player, Lily Cron, and so we kind of went back and forth as, hey, what happened to you guys on your end? So we got the inside scoop on that one because we didn't see it coming. But, yeah, I mean, Edgewood's just, they're in a good league. They play in a Division II league for the most part. So we knew that, they're going to be battle-tested and they're going to be ready coming out of it. And so it wasn't a surprise to see them moving forward. And then the big one, obviously, was Columbus over Prairie du Chien. And I got a chance to talk with their coach a little bit, too, going into that game. And so he was certainly pretty excited to get that win, and it'll be interesting to see the outcome of that game for sure.
Coach, what are some of the keys to the game on Thursday night if your squad wants to move on to the sectional final on Saturday?
Yeah, we just got to be able to handle the grind of the game. It's going to be one of those games that every possession is going to matter and count. It's probably going to be turning into a half-court game and a low-scoring game, so paying attention to detail on the defensive end for us, kind of taking them out of what they're comfortable with, and for us, we just got to make sure that we're moving the basketball and we're making the right reads based on the defense that they decide to play. So it's just going to come down to probably a few different possessions one way or the other to see who's going to pull this one out.
Well, Coach Tim Olsma, I appreciate the time. And good luck to the Warriors as you look to make a push to the Resch Center.
All right, sounds great. Thanks.